And I thought for a second, and I thought, I've tried everything else in life. Nothing has worked for me. The people that I love most of all, my wife and my children, I'm terrible to them. And I agreed to go with her. And a couple of weeks later on a Sunday morning, a matter of fact, the date was November the 2nd, 1972, just before 12 o'clock a.m., a minister stood to read from the Bible. I was sitting in the back of the building. I didn't know anything out of the Bible. I did not know how to act in church. But the minister stood to read from the Bible, and he read from the Gospel of John. And he began to read these words that said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." When he said the Lamb, he had my attention. It wouldn't have meant anything to me, any other passage. But when he mentioned the Lamb, he had this hard-hearted sinner's attention. Because when I was 9 years old, a very poor child in the mountains of eastern Tennessee, with a father that only knew anger and abuse and alcohol, a neighbor had given me a baby lamb. And I had to walk 2 miles to catch the school bus. And coming through her yard, she stopped me one day and said, "Son, I have a gift for you." And she showed me this baby lamb. And I took that lamb home with me. It was my friend, the only friend I felt like I had. And it was such a friend in days and weeks to come. It followed me, and it would meet me when I got off the school bus, came walking through the woods and the fields. One evening as I came in, the lamb was missing. And I heard my father cursing and screaming, and I looked up to the side of the house. There he was working on an old model car, changing a flat tire by hand the old way. And I tried to walk around because I didn't want to be cursed. And I tried to bypass him. And when I got on the other side of the car, I looked down, and there was my lamb with blood all over the white wool and a tar tool sticking in its body. The lamb had come around just wanting to be curious. And in a drunken fit of anger, my father had plunged the tire iron through that lamb's body. And when I saw my lamb, my friend, dead, I began to scream as a 9-year-old child. I run into the woods screaming, "He's killed my lamb. He's killed the lamb." And at 9 years old, hatred and violence took my life, possessed my life. And from that point, I was never, ever the same. By 12 years old, I was a runaway. I was in the juvenile system, arrested time after time after time. There was no respect for authority. I hated anyone that represented authority over me. And by the time I was 15 years old, I had been in jail for car theft, for stealing. And at 15 years old, I was sentenced for manslaughter, involved in a car accident that had taken life and crippled others for life. Wondering at that time if life ever would hold anything for me. But when that minister mentioned the Lamb, he had my attention. And he said, "Jesus Christ is God's Lamb. And he died and he shed his blood that whosoever will could have a new start, could be forgiven, could start over." That morning, as I stood to try to leave the building, I thought, I don't want anybody to see me cry. I've not cried since I was 9 years old. I'm not afraid of any living thing on this earth, and no one's going to see me cry.